You're fired.
Welcome to a new episode of Let's Get Fired. We got the very fun Christian Letic. Oh, never been on the podcast before.
The podcast before.
Yeah. Oh. Is that a little wink and nod to the camera? What could it mean?
Ooh.
Maybe. Drew, if you could speak to the nod, or you could let it just be a mystery. I think it's up to you.
Yeah.
If you want to cover previous events, maybe. Or we could just forge a new path forward.
Yeah, let's forge a new path.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Forge ahead. Yeah.
Forge a new path.
Christian, what was your first job?
Cut. Let's ask it, but genuinely this time and not facetiously, just to see if we have something to play with and post. Oh, okay. Take two. Go.
Okay. Hey, what's up, Christian?
Oh, we've never talked about jobs before.
I enjoy your company.
Oh, me too. Thank you guys for having me.
So happy you're here. Perhaps you'd like to talk about Nazis and Israel. And I'm just so curious with your first job. What was it?
So, Nepo baby. For my dad's company, he worked in political research, market research for a number of years. There's a company called Western Watts where, hey, do you have 5 minutes to do a survey about the Jiffy Lube service that you just had? / 45-minute survey of, hey, who are you going to vote for and why? I was 15 years old, so telephone interviewer. 15 years old.
See, when you said Nepo baby, I thought you were actually a baby. And they're like, this is bullshit that they hired this baby.
Can you believe they're making this baby on the workforce right now? But is that what this economy has come
to? Your dad's like, you got to pull your weight. Yeah. Like, it's been
6 months, kid.
This baby is very convincing, though, on the phone. You're like, fuck.
Yeah. Dude, how he's knocking out surveys left and right.
It's a great point.
He's getting them done.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Baby cries, like, okay, fuck it. Let's build the wall.
Yeah. Well,
what?
That's what they're going to vote for.
Baby. Who's the first person you voted for?
First person I voted for was Obama.
I was expecting Mitt Romney.
First, wait,
I get it. Being
no, was that 08?
From it too? Yeah, 08.
Okay, so first time I voted was 2012, and I'm from Provo, dude.
Romney,
you
baby?
No, it was Mitt.
Romney, baby!
Yeah. Hey, you know, I had to, dude. I was like, I can't. Which, dude, Mitt Romney. No, it's like if you're black and didn't vote for Obama.
With hindsight, everything would have been exactly the same if Mitt Romney won.
Dude, I look back on that election and I'm like, I wish we could go back to that one. That was those choices were a little more easy.
I do miss when the differences between the president was, one was like, you know, the income tax should be like 28% and the other one was like, I think it should be 19%. This is a riveting debate.
And then people are like, man, people hate each other over this.
They're so polite to each other when they debate.
Yeah, they're like, yeah, I really respect him. He's a good man.
That SEAL Team 6 speech would have been different though. With Mitt Romney of my brothers and sisters.
Yeah.
Today, we thank our Heavenly Father for murdering one of his children, Osama bin Laden.
And as a reward, every American's getting a Diet Coke.
Oh man. No,
that's fun.
Shout out to Mitt.
Dude, shout out to Obama.
2012 was my first one, but I was off on my mission, so I let my parents vote, which means I voted for Mitt Romney.
Okay.
Yeah, they did my mail-in ballot for me.
Nice,
dude. Election. Is that legal or are you?
No, this is election fraud.
Count the vote. Yeah, count the vote.
I'm reporting it right
count
now.
Count the
vote. Let's do a recount for 2012. Yeah.
Dude, that's badass.
So, I mean, it was still for Washington State, so I think it was they were part of the 8% of people who voted for Mitt Romney.
Sure. Yeah.
No, they're just alternative, dude.
Yeah.
They're alternative.
No, dude, it was underground. It was actually, in Washington State, it's actually cool to support Donald Trump, actually. No. So.
I wonder if that's what Kanye also thinks.
Yeah. No, honestly. No, dude,
if Kanye moves to Utah, he's back on. He's switching back.
Yeah, he would. I know you guys have probably talked about it in other episodes, but I don't remember your guys' first jobs.
Yeah.
Did someone
No one has asked me that. Thank you.
Interviewer?
No, we haven't interviewed each other.
No, okay. Well, no, but Drew did, he did a tele. whatever.
Phone center.
Yeah, so yeah. I guess I was a dishwasher at a bowling alley slash like restaurant, like a nicer.
Wait, hold
not,
on. How well, can it be nicer if it's a bowling
and
alley?
Then, no, wait, also there's a part casino. So they had like blackjack and all that.
This is the coolest and place ever.
Then on the weekends they had cage fighting.
Christian, you have to remember he's from Eastern Washington.
Yeah, this isn't Seattle.
This is luxury. Well,
no, I mean it sounds like Seattle. There's a bowling alley.
No,
there's fine dining. There's what did you say? Cage fighting.
Yeah, they had amateur MMA fights on the weekends.
Wow. Amazing.
They got it all, dude.
I just remember walking into the restaurant from the kitchen during one of the fight nights, and one of the fighters is like stumbling into the restaurant from like the room where they did the fighting.
Yeah.
And his nose is all fucked up. And then he's like, and his like chick's with him, like with her hand arm like around him, trying to like comfort him. And he's like, my ears are ringing. I was like, that guy should go to the hospital now. Like,
but instead he got a chicken parm.
Dude, the French dips were good.
Priorities.
I remember I could get a French dip there for like $7.50. This is like 2008 pre-inflation. I bet if you go back there, it's like $18.
Oh yeah, hell yeah, dude. That's my favorite price for a sandwich. I love Italian restaurants like $28 fettuccine Alfredo. You're like, I can make this. If I can make it, I can't. Yeah,
dude, my mind was blown when I found out they don't make Alfredo sauce in Italy.
Yeah, it's an American thing.
Dude, that's bullshit.
No. Oh yeah, dude. Wait till
they have it in every Italian restaurant. Fucking with me. I was like 28 when I found out. Dude,
wait till you have Dude, wait till you have real Chinese food. You're gonna be like, what flavors are these? It's not Panda Express.
It's not sugar chicken.
I never had soups.
I never had Panda Express until I was 22.
Wow, that was a big deal for you.
Yeah, it was big.
You're like, wow, I'm really helping out the immigrant.
Yeah, I was like, what should I? Yeah, these Mexicans make really good.
I was gonna say the non-Chinese people.
I don't know. My dad did his mission in Taiwan, so he always like would make sure we had pretty authentic Chinese because he was into it.
Or not Taiwanese.
Oh, it's the same thing.
Sorry, one China.
We gotta be correct here.
Yeah,
we're not gonna start a war on this podcast.
Come correct.
This podcast is what breaks the straw. China invades.
Yeah, dude. I knew it.
They're already here.
I
don't know if you guys know that. But
yeah. They're listening to us right now. Yeah.
If everything is made in China, are we Chinese? Shout out Black Thought. That's his line.
I like that. Who is that?
Black Thought, The Roots.
Black Thought. Oh, The Roots. Oh, yeah.
Didn't you say he was your favorite rapper or the greatest of all time? Yeah. You don't know that line?
He's goat for sure. For sure, goat. How do you say it in Chinese?
I couldn't tell you. Hold on, real quick. What was your first job?
Provo Beach Resort.
It's like
a mile or two away from here. It's like a family fun center, and I got fired from that.
Is it next to the AMC?
Yeah. Next to Bajios. Worked there, and I would like have to just like you just would stand there. And like someone would walk up, like, I want to use the golf simulator.
You got fired?
Yeah.
Because
they were like, when you first came here, you were so energized. And then the longer you're here, you just lost like the love of the game for this. And
you lost love of Provo Beach Resort. One, you can't stay there. It's not a resort.
Mm-mm.
Two, I don't know if a wave simulator qualifies as a beach,
but
we should try to book a stay there. Actually, we should call them. Saw it on the website. It's a resort.
But dude, the lifeguards at the wave machine thing, they always tell me, like, yeah, you know, get a little crazy in here because some of these girls that come in here with bikinis, they fall and their tits pop out. And he's like, I told you it was gonna happen. And yeah, it's great because these guys, I think this guy, do they would because it's like you just rip them off.
It's not a sin if it's an accident.
Yeah, exactly. It's not pedophilia if I just happen to be there. that was the first job. It did suck, and I just
put that together. An adult told you that teenagers' tops fall off because you were a teenager at the time.
Yeah, I was like 15.
Yeah, so you weren't a pedophile. An
adult told you,
he was just letting me know. He's like, hey, he's just looking out for me. He's like, And yeah, so I thought, I would think about that a lot. Like,
no, it's a cool
one day I could be a lifeguard in there.
You know, it's a cool perk if you're going to be a lifeguard. Yeah. By the way, I'm 24.
Yeah. Nothing like a 14-year-old tits you're not supposed to see.
Jesus.
But so that was, yeah, that was the first one. And I would like ride my bike to work and I'd be like listening to like Coldplay and try not to cry. And then, you know, it was a very like weird moment in my life of just like full blown angst.
Yeah.
And like having to like set up a golf simulator. So yeah, I don't know. I haven't
How is a golf simulator? I've never used one.
Just smack a ball into a projector.
That's all you do.
Does it accurately portray?
That's what they say. But I don't know. I mean, you just smack balls.
You golf?
I love golf.
Yeah. What's your
probably
handicap?
The widest thing about me?
Is that Tiger, dude.
What's your handicap?
Shut the fuck up, dude.
Shut the fuck up, dude. I tell people I play like basically bogey golf. I shoot in the 80s. That's like a 10 to 15.
Oh, that's handicap. That's good.
I mean, maybe for the average.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, I'm thinking Augusta.
I am good for you. I'm glad you're the, I'm not.
I don't think my dad didn't break the 80s till he was like 47. So
okay,
have you broken 80?
I have. I've broken 70 twice.
Wow,
broke
70.
I've shot 68 twice
at Trafalgar.
Well, I mean, I'm not gonna say which course there was, but maybe there was a windmill involved. Maybe there wasn't.
Whoops. No, that actually, dude. In my ward growing up, was the BYU. Like men's golf coach was there. His name is Todd Miller. Love him. His dad is Johnny Miller.
Yep.
And so like I met Johnny Miller and he came into our, like he was talking to us, like us priests. And he was like, dude, he's like, one time he's like, I was listening to the God and God was like, dude, just close your eyes right now. He's like, I closed my eyes, just putted and just made it. He would just like say all this crazy shit.
That's all this bullshit.
He's the guy who did
that. Doesn't sound like bullshit.
I think it just
does. That's revelation, right?
Yeah.
I bet if we were to look at all the Johnny Miller footage we can of him putting, there is not one time his eyes are closed.
I don't know, he's putting. Hey, I trust him, dude. I also had his shoes for a while, like the shoes he used to wore. He just didn't need them anymore, and Todd was like, "You want these?" So I just would walk around his shoes,
Johnny Miller shoes.
Yeah, dude. So he was cool. He was like, "Dude, just total, just pro athlete." He's like, "Yeah, I just obviously so naturally gifted." Of course, he's like, "Yeah, I just tried that and just went in." I was like, "Whoa, hey, nice."
Good
you know,
for you.
Yeah. So he was sick, and his son was maybe the most competitive person I've ever met. Yeah. Like flip the switch, and
I imagine you have to be. I mean, Johnny Miller and God on Johnny's side.
Exactly,
it's just the son. Yeah.
Ugh. Whoopsie daisy. So
seems like living up to the shoes that you were able to
exactly. And I guess what? And I'm the only one who got to wear them. So I'm his protege.
Hell yeah.
I have yet there to pick up the club. But it's over for you once I do, dude.
Hey, do dude. It, man.
Well, speaking of random, remember last week we did the sports podcast and then I got the notification that BYU's coach was going to Kentucky. And then I was like, they're fucked. And did you see their new hire?
Who?
They got the Suns' assistant coach.
Oh. Who's
like
Young.
Considered the number one assistant coach. He was like supposed to be like next in line, like top candidate for the Brooklyn job.
Wow.
And he came to BYU.
Hell yeah, dude.
Yeah.
So that's crazy.
Or you could just look at the Nets was like, fuck that.
Yeah. You don't want to be a part of that.
Who? No one likes the Nets.
I don't even know who. I can't name a single player on their roster.
I think I can understand. I think part of it makes sense, but like if he truly just loves like the game and all that, like, and just like in the energy, it's like college basketball is so much like passionate. And I feel like you're actually like, you're trying, like you see these kids like developing and trying to get better.
Yeah.
And the NBA is, you know, it's obviously a lot more about money and shit, but I don't know, dude. Barclay Center versus the Marriott Center. No competition, dude.
Yeah, dude.
Give me those stiff ass benches
exactly.
in Provo, Utah, with a cougar tail,
dude,
a Diet Coke,
and 25-year-olds on your team who are balding.
they look like they should be accountants, but they're just hitting threes from like half court. Yeah.
I think it was Vince Vaughn. I don't know if it was this season or last season when he was on College Game Day, just picking games, and it was I don't remember what game BYU or somebody was like, "What are you talking about?" BYU is taking out second mortgages. BYU so old they're taking out second mortgages on their homes. All right, we can't have this. I love when anyone tags BYU for being old, as if it like helps. But for years, it clearly doesn't help because they still are wildly mediocre.
But just the recruiting, yeah, like Bill used like football recruiting, and it's like, I mean, dude, they've just it's a tough ask to to get recruited to BYU. Hey,
you know how you're in the prime of your life and you're not Mormon and you love the
pussy
bitches?
Well, come to BYU where you can fuck, you just have to be very quiet you're about just
gonna
it.
OTP HJ, OTP BJ, and OTP GJ, grind job. That's a new one.
And you know what? And you know you're I only know you want a party. So we got two bars for you in the whole city. Two
bars.
And one's in a Marriott.
Oh, yeah. I forget. I was going to say, actually, City Limits closed down. So.
Yeah. Yeah. And I don't know if the new Hyatt has one. So maybe three.
Maybe three.
But no, I don't know.
Speaking of bars, bartender.
Shanghai.
Uno Mas, please.
Dude, you ever seen Shanghai Noon?
Oh, that's Uno Mas. Thank you. Thank you.
Love Shanghai Noon.
Love Shanghai. Not as good as Rush Hour, but still worth it. Yeah. Still enjoyable.
We watched Rush Hour the other day, and I was like, this didn't age great. And no, also, Brett Ratner, I think, he's a cool guy. I don't know if you know much about him.
I don't know anything about him.
He's just one of those cool Hollywood dudes, you know?
Oh, dude.
That just has a lot of fun.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, I like guys having a good time.
Just dudes. Just what I like. Duding around. Just
better than guys being dudes.
Yeah, yeah. Dude. Guys just want to have fun.
Diddy.
too much fun.
Too much.
Yeah, dude. No, but back at the Marriott Center, dude, I went to Gonzaga BYU and I was like in a section with like all these Gonzaga fans. And there's this old lady who's like right at the, what's it called? The stairs, like right where the walkway. And she was at the end of the row. I can't do words. And a Gonzaga fan was walking by and she's shoved him down the stairs. It was pretty cool, actually.
That's
I was like, I was in here. I was like, dude, BYU's gay. All these like, this is the weirdest fan base in all of sports. And then I see that old lady push this guy down the stairs, and I was like, that's respectable. I like that.
You're like, okay, maybe they're pretty cool, actually.
Yeah, that was cool.
Sorry, what are Zags fans like, dude? I know what they are. I know what they are. They're like, we're blue bloods.
Yeah, no, we're
blue bloods.
We're mid-major blue bloods.
We're blue bloods.
Dude.
How many national championships have we won? Doesn't matter, dude. How many Sweet 16s have we made? That's what really matters.
It is impressive.
Nine in a row.
Yeah. No, it's tough to do.
Dude.
Yeah.
You know how tough it is to get to the Sweet 16?
And never win a championship?
And not win at all?
Not win at all? Now that's soul crushing. We're really warriors over here.
Yeah, it is actually because we actually get our hopes up. Like BYU doesn't, you know, they don't think they have a chance.
No, dude, we should
have. What's your college team?
I mean, you know, grew up in the area, so going to BYU games, still have an affinity for them. But I like to believe that I'm a grounded BYU fan and not those fans that like seemingly get upset if they don't go undefeated every year in college football.
Quest for perfection.
I think those fans are more fun, actually.
No, I mean,
I have talked to them.
They're pretty wild, yeah.
And I have had, like, especially talking about college basketball, and they're like, you know, it's crazy when they're in the WCC, and they're like, it's crazy because we are, like, better than Gonzaga every year. It just never shows in the standings.
No.
And just...
I know.
Someone so that had actually I been mean, said no, to me
we're
once.
Playing like Wyoming, yeah. Okay? This is before they joined the WCC. Yeah. We're playing Wyoming every year. Air Force, okay? So we're, like,
yeah.
We're certainly better than that.
Yeah. New Mexico State. No, I love crazy BYU fans because I love talking to my brother. And it's like, and it's just the same shit where he's talking about. I would just tell him, like, because I'm more of Utah fan up. I love BYU. But I'll tell him about, like, you know, like Utah, like the recruiting and all that. My brother's like, no, it's like, you know, it's like the same for us. It's like, yeah. No, he's like, no, we should. It's like, it's just crazy. They're like, yeah, we have a shot at making the playoff. Like, yeah,
now that there's 12 teams in, we could do it.
They're like, no, we're on the table. Don't worry about the pick six we threw on the 1 yard line against Oklahoma. But no, it's
forget
just,
that we don't have a quarterback going in the next season.
Yeah,
I don't know that.
Yeah,
that is a problem.
The last guy,
yeah. Absolutely, that's a problem.
That's an issue. And the last guy sucked too. Yeah. How many were Slovis
past season? Weren't there three under center?
I don't even
this
understand how they beat Arkansas. If you look at the stats,
Oh, no.
It, like I tuned into that metric. Game and I was like, what the fuck is happening? That was one of the weirder games I've ever seen.
We need more fans all like that granny pushing people down the stairs.
That lady, dude, she was, dude, I would watch it because then I was like just watching her the rest of the game.
Yeah.
And all the Gonzaga fans cheering around her because she was sitting right next to the section where all the Gonzaga fans were. She's just fuming like the whole game. Every time, like, I don't know, dude, like every time Gonzaga like drained a three and our section just blew up, yeah, she was like acting like we were walking up to her like, suck it. Like, she was,
oh, fuck you,
dude,
grandma.
She was personally offended every time we cheered. It was nuts.
That's awesome. People
baffle me so much because if everyone liked your same team or if everyone, you know, didn't care, like, what am I trying to say? It's almost like they... Oh, God forbid someone else like another team and show. It's not like they were not BYU or Gonzaga fans. They're another school that's just like here to like, you know, screw you, anyone but BYU. But it's like, yeah, you're playing the other team.
Yeah.
That's what makes sports fun is competition. And like, oh, mm-hmm, sometimes you win and sometimes they get over you. Like, I don't know, that mindset of, oh no, you're going to enjoy when your team does well.
Dude. No, well, in some places they take that to an extreme, like South America. They're like, oh, you like the other football club? We're going to shoot you.
That is insane. That is insane.
That's a different world.
Yeah. Okay. Dude, my
third different world. Culture.
I had a companion from Peru and he was like, yeah, dude, we do drive-by shootings on the other team's fans.
God,
I'm like,
damn.
What?
Yeah. So that's the thing. Like, it's always like, dude, they're way more passionate.
He was like, oh, this is before I was a member. Like,
yeah, we're different now.
Dude. I repented.
It's all it takes. Once it got baptized, it's all over.
Yeah.
It's all washed away. Yeah.
Allegedly.
Dude. Allegedly. Dude, I went to a soccer game in Argentina and that was bananas.
Was it like a big, was it like Boca?
Big game. Or no, Boca? It wasn't Boca. It wasn't Boca River. It was like their third biggest club team in Buenos Aires. And I was like, I've never been to a sporting experience like that. It was like, the whole stadium is shaking. They have like those drums and smoke going off the whole time in a fenced off section.
Yep.
And I think Diego Maradona was sitting next to it, like nearby us. I was like, it was bananas. Like,
that's so cool.
Nothing will come close to that. And then like, dude, when you go to like a, you know, and I love college football, but you go to one of those games and the atmosphere is great. But I'm like, you guys,
it's nothing.
Everyone's compared on the same page there. Like the whole crowd is as passionate as the next person. Yeah, it's pretty nuts.
Dude, that's when, like, next time I go to Guatemala, that's, like, bucket list is, like, to, even though, like, their stadiums are very tiny compared to, like, Argentina, but, like, they have, like, tiny stadiums to see, like, 4,000 people, but they get into
but
it.
There'll be 10,000 people in there.
Yeah, dude. They're into it, though. They had, like, these two teams were playing for the final in Guatemala, and they did no fans allowed because people get murdered every time they play each other.
Yeah.
And so it was like the first time I saw like a COVID game where it's just empty seats and they put like fake people in the stands. It was pretty cool.
Dude, Christian, second question for you. This is only the second. Thoughts on Les Mis?
I fucking love Les Mis.
Yeah.
Hard.
You like musicals?
I love musicals in general.
What's your favorite one?
Before Hamilton, it was Les Mis.
Really?
It really was.
Pre-ham.
Pre-ham, as we say. Yes, pre-ham. Well said.
My wife and I, we saw Les Mis, got into an accident on the way there.
Like in Utah or?
Washington.
Washington?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Wow. And then the cops drove us to the opera house to make it.
Dude, they gave you a police escort. Yeah. Like, you need to stand at the barricade and we got to get you there.
I'd never been in a cop car before, because they had me in the back. And
that's amazing.
I didn't know this, but the seats are plastic.
Ooh.
Like hard plastic and no seat belts.
Hell yeah.
And I didn't realize, and I was like, this does make sense because, you know, they put criminals back here. But I was like, oh, there's no door handle. Like,
so you just sitting there.
Yeah, I'm just sitting there.
You got chauffeured.
Yeah,
that's a lot of trust.
And then I was like, why are the seats plastic? And the cop was like, oh, because people will pee back here.
Oh, shit.
Dude, also, what is the Spokane Opera House? Is that just like a boys and girl club?
Yeah.
Just like a Costco.
Yeah.
It's a multi-purpose amphitheater / ag hall.
Oh yeah, yeah, dude.
High school,
dude. It's actually impressive. I'm gonna show you up right now.
Yeah. Just so you know, I just want you to know, I've seen the Sydney Opera House.
Dude, this is up there.
Yeah. This is up there.
You're so, I mean, I mean, that's not fair, Quinn. You're going to start with the most famous opera house in the world. I'm fucking seeing the Sydney Opera House, bitch.
He said it's impressive. So
I mean, maybe not compare it to the Sydney Opera House.
Okay.
Okay.
Just an angled building.
On the river.
Isn't Spokane's population comparable to like Provo, Orem?
It's bigger.
It is bigger.
Hey, guess what? It's not bad. Yeah. It kind of looks like a Bravenel Hall here in Salt Lake.
Dude, this is... Let me see here. That's Spokane.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, it's a fun place.
It's no Sydney Opera House.
No.
Yeah, whatever,
It's Sydney.
It's the Sydney Opera House of the...
Of the West.
Of the eastern side of Washington.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the Sydney Opera House of North Idaho.
I mean, Seattle doesn't have one.
This is
on that.
This is kind of how I feel about it.
I went to a really nice theater to see Bill Burr in Seattle. And
it wasn't an opera house.
Yeah. Was it an opera house or was it
I don't know if they called it an opera house. The Spokane one we do call the opera house.
Okay.
That's impressive.
Yeah. Here's the thing with like when you look at that opera house, it's nice. But it's like there's some songs I play in my car. If I'm listening to like something off YouTube, it plays quieter. And I have to only listen to that because the moment I switch to Spotify where it plays louder, I can't go back because I know what I can have and what I'm missing out on because the bass doesn't hit as hard. It's not as crisp. And so I feel like for you, it's like you might not, people from Spokane just pretend, don't even tell anyone the Sydney Opera House exists.
Oh, just
like, this is the pinnacle.
No, dude, like,
this is it.
This is
Don't let them know.
Oh, yeah, dude. No, people in Spokane are delusional because it's so isolated.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Seattle's 4 hours away. Boise is like 7 hours away.
Yeah.
And so all you have, like, once you leave Spokane, you're in the middle of nowhere.
There's nothing there.
Yeah. No, nothing
Paris
out there.
Of Eastern and Washington.
And so, like, they'll look at, like.
Light in the darkness.
Dude, they'll look at, like, fucking.
Musicals, too?
The arena.
Yeah, I like them.
And it's not big, but they'll be like, people in Spokane will be like, we should have an NBA team. This is like bullshit.
Yeah.
They'll be like, it's bullshit that Salt Lake has an NBA team and we don't.
We're the 85th biggest market in the U.S.
What would the Spokane NBA team, what would be their mascot?
I don't, dude, we had
Tweakers.
I was telling Quinn about this, but we had, that would be on brand. Yeah, no, it's Spokane's like a smaller Portland. Like, use downtown Spokane, it's just like, it's like The Walking Dead. Like, it just.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, the Spokane Zombies, that's what we're going with?
Zombos?
Zombos. Dude, yeah. So, we did have an arena football team.
Oh, okay. And,
Who did it, though? You know what I mean? That's what.
Not flex.
No.
You're talking to two Blaze fans.
Dude. One, this wasn't a flex. This was a sad thing.
Okay.
It's because it was all we had. It was like the highest attended team in the whole league. And so when they came to play the Blaze in Salt Lake, I went to the game and I was like, no one's here. Like, this arena's empty.
But this means so much.
Hold on. Yeah. Why does Utah not like arena football?
Yeah. I was like, but. Yeah, dude.
That's cool.
We had a parade when we won the Arena Bowl.
That's awesome. Why not?
Yeah,
it's cool.
If it's your shit, own it.
We were into it because we were like, they had like bigger, you know, Spokane was like the smallest market with an arena football team. Mm. So we're like, dude, we're playing Chicago and Tampa Bay, and look at us, little old Spokane. We're just kicking ass. We're just
mad.
We're just like that.
That's awesome.
Just like that.
We're just like that.
Do you hear the people sing? You know
exactly. Mm-hmm. Empty chairs, empty tables.
That's the songs of the Blaze right now. The Blaze, empty chairs, arena football.
Yeah.
Arena football was the shit.
Were your colors red?
Yeah.
The blood of angry men.
Dude, I saw
black. The dawn of ages past.
When Lamez came out, I went. I saw like three times, but second time I went saw it with my friend. And
You guys blue. Yeah. It was like Denver Broncos. Cool. And dude, every game was like a sellout.
Yeah.
Like, it was fun.
That makes more fun.
Okay. Anyways, back to Les Mis. We went to go see the movie over at the Cinemark in Orem. And we're like, hey, before that, let's hit Five Guys. So we went to Five Guys, got out, you know, burgers and fries, the whole deal.
Oh, yeah.
And then after we ate it, me and my friend looked at each other and like, another round. Just did another round. ate all of it and then went into Les Mis. And dude, I was like sweating just the whole time
and sweating just like the whole
sweating
3 hours. Yeah.
Dude, it was horrible. It sucked. And like, you know, like, it, yeah. So anyways, glistening. But yeah, that's a fun one. Did you like the Book of Mormon? I love it.
I haven't seen it. I do want to see it, but I've listened to the soundtrack and love the songs.
Yeah, I saw it in LA.
I want to see it, man.
Fucking awesome. There's so many visual jokes they do. Like during a spooky Mormon hell dream, they have like two Starbucks cups that jump out. But
that's so cool.
It's really good.
Yeah.
Have you seen it, Drew?
I've seen songs.
Yeah.
I was actually out handing out pamphlets outside. Like, you guys should read the real thing.
Read the book.
If you enjoy the musical, you're going to love the book it's based on.
I did think, though, that was a good move by them, by the church. I said, hey, well played.
Yeah. No, that's a good PR move.
No, for sure. Because also, I know a bunch of Mormons that saw it and liked it. They're like, it was great.
Yeah. You
know?
Because
ultimately, it's not like they're like, fuck Mormons. It's like, it's more about, like, you know, cool. No, guys.
That was like how it was painted to me.
Because
I was like in high school when it came out, and so like in church and stuff, they're like, "Yeah, dude, this anti
don't go
woman.
See it."
Yeah.
Did you hear what
Trey Parker said? Like, why they wanted to make this? He's like, you know, they grew up in Colorado, so they knew a lot of Mormons, and they're like, every time we hung out with Mormons or went to Utah, it's like all these Mormons, they just already seemed like they were in a musical.
Yeah, so, how many songs are you guys gonna sing? Good Lord!
I know.
my musical brag is seeing Hamilton with the original cast in May of 2016.
In
on Broadway.
Yeah. Oh, I thought it was like in like Grand Rapids.
No, on Broadway. Went with my dad and my sister. He's from New York City originally, so we go back every so often. And I was like, this is a once in a lifetime opportunity. I'm gonna drop $1,000 on a credit card and get that guaranteed ticket.
Boom.
And
dude, that's crazy.
But what's even crazier is that 3 days later, Lin-Manuel Miranda announced he was going to leave in like a month. So prices went from like $1,000 a ticket to like $2,500 or above for like that final OG run.
Dude.
Ooh,
by the way,
it was pretty solid.
No, I tried resisting Hamilton for like years. And I was like, fuck this, dude. And when they put it on Disney Plus, I was like, I'll check it out.
See what it's about.
Because, you know, it's here. I watched it, and then I was like, it wasn't bad. And then, like, a week later, I was like, turning to my wife, I was like, watch it again. Let's watch it again.
I'll throw this out there, babe. Yeah.
And guess who my favorite character was?
Oh, easily. No, John Lawrence, easily.
No, like, who is that?
His son, slash friend.
No.
Hercules Mulligan?
No, my favorite
king
is the king.
The king?
The king. Favorite character is the king. He showed up and I was like, this is great. I love this guy. I love his songs too, but also the anyways. Yeah, so that's my favorite character.
Yeah.
So
that's a good choice.
That's like the one musical I can't get into.
You can't get it. What musicals do you like, Drew?
Les Mis.
Can't get into Les Mis. Wow.
West Side Story.
Great choice.
I hate West Side Story.
Incorrect.
It's just Romeo and Juliet. The Jets. Well,
who cares?
Yeah, but it's still a musical.
Dude, it's Italian versus Puerto Rican Romeo and Juliet, and that's fun.
Exactly.
Okay. Yeah, no, okay, I understand. Do you enjoy Hairspray? Loved it.
Hairspray is fun.
Never seen it.
You haven't seen it? No. Dude, watch it. John Travolta's a good time. It's pretty fun. Yeah, that's a good one, dude. Phantom of the Opera.
Classic.
All right.
I haven't seen it since I was 18.
Dude, you got to rewatch it.
I remember I was watching it, and my friend was like, in the book, he rapes her in this scene.
See, that's why you should watch it again. I think you'd like that. Because when he rapes her, you can be like, bravo, bravo,
bravo. Master rape.
Dude. When I started playing D&D, my friend's sister, she was like the DM, and me and my best friend Tag, that's his name, Tag.
Like, you're it?
Tag, yeah, T-A-G-H-E. And they'd be like, it's German.
Let's switch mics. I think I gave you the short cord.
God, switch mics. Pass the mic.
My bad.
I'm just trying to give him some more slack. He was like having to pull on it.
Good host. Oh. No, but tug one off. But me and Tag
might come.
Me and Tag in this D&D campaign. The only thing we wanted to do, because we knew there was a Bard College nearby, I'm like, we're gonna go there and learn how to play Masquerade. And she was getting so mad because she had planned all this stuff for us to do. I'm like, nah, we're gonna go learn Phantom of the Opera and perform on the street.
They're gonna love it.
D20, they loved it. So
that's amazing that was in your D&D.
Yeah, that was so that it was very fun. And then there was a married couple who were also playing with us, and they were about to have a divorce, and it was seeping into the game. They were in character arguing.
Was it previously who we mentioned earlier?
No, you don't know.
You can see that though, right? You can totally see that though, right? I can
absolutely see that, but it was a separate couple.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
So, let's go back to the interview question.
Okay,
so,
topical. Just having fun, like, gentlemen. Great company you've built. I just want to,
Of course. Yeah. In a room, you're in a room with a group of people, and one room is a room full of Muslims.
Okay,
another room's a room full of Jews.
Okay.
Which room are you more uncomfortable in?
I don't know if I'd be uncomfortable. He said, knowing how
that
sounds.
Well, I said more uncomfortable. I'm not saying
pretentious.
Like you might feel fine in both.
Yeah.
But which one are you more uncomfortable?
Depends on. There's some of the caveats because there's a lot of different countries with Muslims.
Yeah.
You know. Places with Jews, because is it a New York Jew or is it Israeli?
Yeah,
you know,
are we talking about
Ben Shapiro's
is it Abby Shapiro? Not uncomfortable.
Yo, if it's Abby Shapiro's, I'm going in there.
Not uncomfortable at all.
We're talking about Moroccans, or are we talking about
Mia Khalifa's, or what are we talking about?
That's his thing.
Are we talking about Saudi Arabians?
I found the real question.
Okay.
I found the real question.
Okay.
Who are you more uncomfortable with in the room, Abby Shapiro or Mia Khalifa? You're lying that you don't know who Mia Khalifa is, but all you know is they both have huge tits.
Yeah.
And Abby Shapiro is Ben Shapiro's sister.
Yeah. But she is.
You had talked about Ben Shapiro's sister on the podcast.
She is so hot, though.
Ew.
Abby Shapiro's sister is so hot. Ben Shapiro's sister is so hot.
Her face is fine. Tits are so big, though, you can forget about it.
Unreal.
But Mia Khalifa
is gorgeous.
She's hot.
I want to be in the room with Mia Khalifa. If that answers the question, I want to be in the room with Mia Khalifa over Abby Shapiro. So
dude, that's really all. Yeah. I don't know why we're having this whole debate and fights online and wars.
This is the conversation that needs to be.
We could end the war.
Mia Khalifa or Abby Shapiro. Everyone's like, Mia Khalifa.
And it's like, oh, okay, maybe we should, Hamas out.
Yeah. Yeah. Hamas may have some good points. That's all I need to see is just if someone's hot, you're like, I've heard that there was like an ad professor at BYU who tried to say that like sex doesn't sell. I'm like, dude, go fuck yourself, dude. If I see some huge tits or an ass next to like an ad, I'll be like, well, I can at least look at
sex
it.
Sex doesn't sell. Wait, tell that to Carl's Jr. For like a decade.
Do you like Carl's Jr.?
Carl's Jr. sucks.
Yeah, that's the reason why you ate there. It's because of the ads.
But they also moved away from that ad campaign. And they moved away from those chicken nuggets that were in the shape of a star.
Dude, they
and
still those, got them, I think.
No, they don't.
They don't got the star.
Mm-hmm. Also, I'm pretty sure they do.
Last time I went to Carl's Jr., I took
who are you
going to
trust? Dude. Someone that looks like Quinn or someone that looks like me if they have Carl's Jr. chicken stars?
It's actually...
Yeah.
Fair point.
Yeah, that's very fair.
Fair point. Last time I went to Carl's Jr., I took one bite and was like, this is dog food. Like, this is shit.
Dude, you're wrong, actually. They're compared to, like, national chains... They're good.
Drew, you don't want to go on this path again.
Dude, I'm...
Because...
I'll be with Drew on this. Yeah. I don't mind it.
I think Drew, one time, he has firmly stated that Jack in the Box is better than In-N-Out.
Oh, never mind. I can't go on that one.
This is the Spokane part of him.
But if you only got to have one in your town, I'm taking Jack in the Box.
Incorrect.
Incorrect.
I'm sorry.
Jack in the Box sucks.
Jack in the Box
is only good when you're drunk.
You haven't had the buttery Jack.
Dude.
The buttery Jack, it's a game changer.
Drew, I'm I'm telling you, I'm swearing on my life. Also, you thought you can order- Olive Garden was fancy.
It is fancy.
No.
They wear blouses.
They sell wine. And they talk to you nice. Wow. Yeah. They refill your water.
What? It's like you're in Italy.
Wow. Well,
I was with you until that one.
What do you, so where was fettuccine Alfredo made?
I will say for In-N-Out, there is no fast food chain. Whether it's a burger, whether it's
Five Guys,
there's nothing that's as fresh, like that tastes as good.
Price point,
yes.
Consistency,
as $9, and you have a full meal.
Dude, how much for one?
Five Guys, you gotta spend like $30.
Exactly.
Yeah,
no, that's fair. No, also, that's fair.
But if we're just grading the food, Five Guys is
No, it's not.
In-N-Out.
Are we in like backwards land? This is
not. Hey, Drew, I'm sorry. We're not from a fucking. We don't grow up in a militia, like working on a farm, trying to just like with a metal detector.
Like Spokane and Provo Orm are so different.
You grew up in like a fucking nuclear wasteland, dude. We grew up with class. And dude, In-N-Out is just fresh and good and consistent. And I also feel like dying afterwards.
I feel good after In-N-Out.
Remember when I talked about Les Mis?
Yeah.
I walked into there like on the brink of death. Dude,
sure. Yeah. There were people in my high school class who tried meth before turning 18. But
it's a rite of passage. Yeah.
That doesn't mean I'm wrong.
Yo, you are.
No, about
you
are Jack about five in the Box? Bucks. Well, they're not correlated, but you are wrong about Jack in the Box.
And I'll see. Jack in the Box for sure wrong. And then Five Guys, I know, it's not as good as it used to be, too. Like, Five Guys has gone
downhill. I agree with that.
I feel like
but everything,
In-N-Out's not as good as it used to be.
No, In-N-Out's always been consistent.
I had a Flying Dutchman today.
Guess what, Drew? You can shut the fuck up. Also, it's also like a Flying Dutchman is a very specific keto item.
Yeah, no.
It's not like the best representation. It's like, it's still good for what it is, but it's just meat and cheese.
Yo, how many times? I hope in like real things where there's like, whether it's a debate class for high school or college or like anything, or like imagine like a political presidential debate or even just like set or just like, hey, guess what, Senator, you can shut the fuck up. Yeah.
Dude, if we could get like Trump and Biden though to like passionately debate about Five Guys versus In-N-Out,
I think that might turn this country together. Which side would they be on?
Yeah, which one? Which president would back up which one?
Trump would be In-N-Out because it's garbage. And
no, dude.
Five Guys is East Coast.
That's
big city. But, I think Trump goes Five Guys. Well,
Biden's from Delaware. So,
yeah. Oh, touche.
Honestly, I don't know why my gut says Trump would go In-N-Out.
I think he likes In-N-Out more. Like if there's a guy that knows fast food well.
Yeah. Yo,
it's Trump, but he would go In-N-Out 100%.
It's a good dude.
Like, I think if he could order In-N-Out at the White House, he would.
Dude, I just think you like misunderstand like Five Guys' place in the world right now. No one fucking cares about Five Guys. People, the debate has now moved on to In-N-Out versus Shake Shack.
Guess what? Outside of Utah,
that's a real debate.
Yeah,
Shake Shack's good.
I love Shake Shack.
I still prefer like In-N-Out.
I'll still go In-N-Out.
Yeah, it's
also
cheaper.
Outside of Utah and California, no one cares about In-N-Out.
No, they do. Dude, they opened one in Denver. The line was fucking 4 hours.
Washington's losing their mind because they're going to get one in like Southern Washington. Did you read that?
They're losing their mind about it.
We don't care.
You don't care because it's not going also, to Spokane. It's going to Seattle.
Dude, if there was In-N-Out in Spokane, I wouldn't go to it.
You would.
No,
you would.
Well, because...
I gotta go Jack in the Box.
Here's the thing. In Spokane, it's so isolated. We have our own fast food chains. And they're way better.
Oh, yeah.
Like the cheap, really good, high quality fast food burger, they have it unlocked. There's a chain in Spokane called Zips.
Wait, guess what?
It's called Zips?
You're describing
Zips.
Zips.
Oh, okay. Nice, Drew. You've just described every city in America.
I know. I mean,
every city in America.
We can't go regional fast food.
Local chains.
No, but it's like cheap, low price point.
Yeah, same
very high quality.
I've never had
it's In-N-Out pricing.
No, but In-N-Out is the bigger brand.
Yeah, it's bigger.
And it's so
but Zips
consistent.
Doesn't want to be bigger.
Zips can't be bigger.
Zips likes being small.
Thank you. It's always the same. It's always consistent. It's always cheap.
Yeah.
It's always so fresh.
Every time I'm like, I'm going in and out, I feel happy.
Yeah.
I feel excited.
I feel like if you would have done your Les Mis thing, but with In-N-Out and done it back to back, both orders,
yeah,
you wouldn't have had the sweats.
I would have been fine.
Yeah.
I would have been fine. You'd
have been full. Sure. Been
full, feeling good. Get a little burp.
But you could have sung along to the burp. Songs.
Oh, and dude, also the animal fries. Love.
Hell yeah.
I do like animal style.
Yeah, see? There you go.
Here's a knock on In-N-Out.
Okay.
Their fries are like cardboard. Their fries suck.
I will say I know I'm in the minority about this because I love their fries. Again, I go back to the freshest because you see those dudes and those chicks shoving the potatoes into that thing, pulling it down right into the fryer. Yep. And it's like, sure, you may want a soggier French fry or a bigger one, but like the crisp, the freshness.
Dude, whew. Christian.
Damn, dude. Flavor,
I'm on your side.
Hell yeah.
No, flavorless.
No, I'd have them without ketchup. Dude, I enjoy them. I really do.
No, I'm on your side.
The fries from Five Guys are not as good.
That's not what we were saying.
Okay.
I like the In-N-Out fries. Like my favorite part of Five Guys is always the Cajun fries.
Yeah.
Cajun fries are amazing.
It's like there's things that other people do better. Like Shake Shack's fries, I think are better.
Yes.
But like In-N-Out, like those fries though, I can eat and I don't feel like I'm gonna die.
You don't feel sick at all.
And I value
McDonald's
more
fries over In-N-Out.
Yeah,
fries.
McDonald's fries
they
are
taste
amazing.
Better. Okay. Yes, but like
it hits you.
You don't feel sick. It's almost like
it's definitely bad for you.
And that's something that you value when you can walk away from a restaurant and not being like that was a bad decision.
Yeah,
you know how many times you walked away from like Five Guys or McDonald's? You're like, I shouldn't have done that.
Every fucking time as an adult.
Yeah,
have you noticed that?
Yeah,
as a kid, you were stoked. It was like a victory that you got your parents to get you McDonald's. As an adult, it's like I'm taking an L tonight, but it tastes good. You're like,
oh, man, but I'm really sad.
Dude, McDonald's has been downhill ever since they got rid of the chicken selects. I think that's a weird hill.
It's a weird position.
I think you might be the only one that's ever said that. Yeah. Bring back the chicken selects.
Southwest salad was really good. I miss that. Yeah.
Southwest salad.
You're saying all these items at McDonald's. Like, no one gave it.
Dude, ever since COVID.
No, I'm actually.
Illuminati got rid of McDonald's menu to make us dumb.
Can we talk about that a little bit? Because everything. Since 2020 has taken a decline.
Remember, this is a throwback. Remember the dollar menu?
Remember when that existed?
Remember when dollar trees were a dollar?
Yeah.
This is when I knew like everything's getting bad. When the Wendy's crispy chicken wasn't a dollar anymore. Because that was like my saving grace. I love the crispy chicken. And then Wendy's also went downhill. Like Wendy's sucks now.
Early 2020, I made like a passionate
camera turned off.
Yeah. It's all right. The rest is audio. I made like a passionate like Facebook post in early 2020 about we're fucked. Inflation's so bad because Taco Bell no longer has a dollar menu.
Yeah. No, dude. I miss the Taco Bell tostada. Yeah.
I miss the beefy Frito burrito. What I miss.
Oh, the beefy Frito.
Ooh, good call.
It was a dollar and it was so good.
I used to get that all the time.
Yeah.
Dude, I remember back in the day, like, the beefy five layer was 89 cents.
Yeah, dude. Wasn't even a dollar.
Dude, it's like $3 now.
Yeah. Holy shit, it's such a sad place we've arrived in. Dude.
Thanks, Obama.
I don't think he's responsible for the pandemic, but
no, dude, trust me.
But I'm sure there are people who genuinely believe.
Yeah,
that.
Dude, yeah, couldn't be the Chinese.
Drew.
I just missed it.
Born in Wuhan.
So. Dude, you know I went to
Wuhan, Kenya.
I just want to throw this out there. I went for the first time to Sizzler. And because they have a lunch, I went to lunch and got there. Dude, they have a salad bar, $15. It's like a buffet, and it's actually was kind of fun. Not a bad salad bar, and everyone in there was like 80.
That's when you know, right
when it opened.
That's when you know things are awful now. Yeah. If you're like, hey guys, hear me out. The Sizzler?
No, it's part of why I wanted to go. I was like, we gotta check it out.
My mom is obsessed with Sizzler.
Spokane.
Oh my god. Sizzler left Spokane when I was a kid. So
and they rioted.
Yeah, so there's no Sizzler in Spokane.
So you gotta go Coeur d'Alene.
And no, I mean the whole area of the country, no Sizzler. Not even Seattle, like all Pacific Northwest, no Sizzler.
Wow.
So like every time we go like to Idaho Falls, my parents are like, we gotta go to Sizzler. Like
Do you love Taco Time though?
My mom loved Taco Time. Taco Time is really big up there. I always was loyal to the Bell.
Yeah.
I'm a Bell. Yeah. I like, see, yeah. We can unite.
Yeah, we'll unite.
I'm all about the Breakfast Crunchwrap.
Oh.
Maple. Goated.
Hell yeah.
Dude, you know what?
Their whole menu is perfect.
I love Taco Bell. I will always love Taco Bell. Fire sauce, game changer.
Love fire sauce.
Dude, you know what was really throwing me off? I didn't really understand how much of an effect it had on me. When I was living in Portland, I remember at one point just being like, do they guys have Chili's? And they don't, dude. They're like the nearest Chili's. I would like talk to the comics about it. They're like, yeah, it's crazy, dude. The nearest one's like 400 miles away.
Dude, that
and, like,
is
it's just crazy to be driving around and not see that sign.
No pepper.
Or not see an Applebee's somewhere.
No pepper.
It was
no apple.
Bewildering.
Dude, Amanda and I are on like a Chili's rampage this year. We've been like three times since the start of this year.
Whoa.
Dude, they got
royalty.
They got the thing where you get
three for 11.
Three for whatever.
Used to be three for 10, but you know, inflation. But,
thanks, Daddy Obama.
But I'm like, we could spend less money Big going Daddy to Chili's than we would if we got full meals at a fast food place. Like, it's crazy.
Big brain.
Yeah.
No,
dude, it is big brain.
No, it is. No. Well, how much?
I caught the tone of that.
Well, you
wasn't sincere.
You could still hit. Oh no, if you go in and out, you'd save a little money.
Yeah, that is true. Yeah. But
we want
the experience of sitting down and
feeling like an adult.
Yeah, enjoying each other's company.
And then when they have that weird like machine that you can play games on.
Yeah.
And you swipe your credit card on that and they're like, play games on this and not on your phone. No, but I do love it. I love Chili's, dude. Out of the big three, Chili's, Applebee's, and Outback, it's always Chili's.
Chili's, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Dude, Applebee's, though, they're half price appetizers. Not bad.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't compare.
That price
to
gets you. Yeah.
Price gets you, dude.
That's how they get everyone.
That being said, I still have a soft spot in my heart for Little Caesars.
I can't go with you on this one.
No, you know, just because like,
I can't.
Dude, when I was like super poor. And you're like, dude, $5 pizza.
I see the appeal.
Not bad.
Yeah.
But it's kind of like in Crazy Stupid Love when Ryan Gosling is having a heart-to-heart with Steve Carell's character of like, hey, you don't need to shop at the Gap. You're better than the Gap. Be better than the Gap. You already are. That's how I feel about Little Caesars. I'm like, you can. I see the appeal. But also, you're better than Little Caesars.
But have you had their pretzel pizza? It's pretty good.
Okay.
Just because you can doesn't mean you should. You know what I mean?
Drew, some of these things you talk about that are like amazing.
Chicken Select, Southwest Jack in the Box. Pretzel pizza.
I said pretty good. I didn't say
Drew,
fantastic.
Drew, if you want to like bolster your Five Guys In-N-Out argument,
no,
you should stop.
Cocos.
You should stop saying other things you enjoy because it's hurting the argument. And also, Christian, I just said I have a soft spot for Little Caesars for the past.
Yeah.
Nowadays, like I honestly don't really get pizza because keto. But yeah, dude. I don't know. You know what I want to try? Vodka sauce pizza.
Dude, vodka sauce pasta, vodka sauce pizza is incredible.
Mm.
Hell yeah.
Dude.
Little pancetta.
Mm. Little pan.
Vodka sauce? Oh. Yes.
Drew, what? Okay. Hawaiian pizza. What do you think?
Oh boy.
So I'm not a huge fan, but Amanda and I do that. Well, Amanda's favorite pizza is pepperoni and pineapple.
Oof,
and I will say it's much better than pineapple with ham. That's
we're so disappointed.
If I could not have pineapple on my pizza, I'd rather do that.
That's the correct decision.
Okay. But
that's correct.
Sometimes when you're married, you don't get what you want every time.
But when you know, it's your slice, you can just pull off the pineapple.
I get to choose what
I'm
having.
Like when you have that pineapple pepperoni, you can just pull the pineapple.
What I do when that happens, I do pull the pineapple off, but I do eat the pineapple because I like pineapple. Just I don't want it on my pizza.
Okay, well, it's different.
Yeah.
You're having the pineapple separately.
But if I do get my choice of of pizza, like I like something, you know, I like pepperoni, bacon, sausage, and then like ricotta cheese on it.
Wow.
Put some garlic on it. I like that.
Okay.
That's fancy as hell. I love that.
That's my Blaze order. You been a Blaze? It's like
I've been.
I my cousin works there, and he's like, it's pretty mid.
Yeah,
it's mid, but it's for the price point.
How much are you paying?
Like $7
for a whole pizza.
Yeah, yeah. You are full.
You're full.
Okay.
And it's always like the Subway of pizza. Yeah. Like they put
that's
it all
a
on.
Horrible.
That's a horrible. That's a comparison. Horrible.
That's a, I'm not the saying, worst possible way you
for the price.
No, no,
for the price.
I'm
talking about the process of ordering it. It feels like Subway.
You go down
They ask what you want, then they throw it in the brick oven.
Why don't you throw something else on that? Like, okay, it's like the Cafe Rio of pizza. That makes me feel a little better.
That's a better comparison.
It's the Cafe Rio of pizza.
Okay, chicken selects.
Better. But guess what? And then
Southwest chicken salad.
Yeah.
Pretzel pizza. But
dude, you forget,
Jack in the Box.
Forget. I'm from Washington State. We didn't have Cafe Rio until I was like 20. So.
And that's fun because now Cafe Rio has gone downhill as well. Cafe Rio sucks.
Dude,
now.
Everything. Yeah. All right.
Cafe Rio sucks, but
Costa Vida sucks though.
Costa Vida is fine. There's a place though. If you're craving that kind of salad, like a Cafe Rio salad, Alberto's is Salt Lake. Downtown Salt Lake.
I was just like, are you doing the Office bit right now?
Wait, dude, I don't know what you're referencing.
Alfredo's?
Oh, Alberto's. No.
Alberto's, dude. It's like, it's a drive-through. I got their like grilled chicken salad. Insane.
Okay.
It'll remind you of the glory days.
Back to the pineapple on pizza. I'm not a fan. And I feel like the crux of the matter that no one who loves pineapple on pizza has an answer to is that fruit and cheese, yeah, that's a great combo. Charcuterie, hell yeah, that's great. But like for me, the marinara sauce, the red sauce with pineapple, that's where you lose me. That's disgusting. And people are like, no, it's good. I'm like, okay, then fucking put pineapple on your spaghetti. If you really think that's a good combo, fucking commit and do argument. It.
No, I like that.
No one wants to do it because it's trash.
No, it's like watching like Star Wars Attack of the Clones and listening to like Toby Keith at the same time. Yeah. Like
we'll stick a boot in your ass. It's the hello there.
The only non-meat topping I find acceptable is bell peppers.
I love peppers.
Well, there's a lot of vegetable options that are
onions,
good. Mushrooms.
I don't like mushrooms.
No, I'm just saying there's a lot of
more of a fun guy than a vegetable, but live your truth.
But I've always been like this. I'm a slut for white sauce pizzas.
Okay. A little white Bianca.
Gets me going.
Yeah.
Gets me going.
Yeah, dude. We'll go crazy, order white sauce, throw chicken on it.
Whoa, that's
hell yeah.
Chicken's the best topping.
Pretty hardcore.
For white sauce pizza? Yeah. Absolutely.
I go pizza, white sauce, no cheese.
No cheese,
anchovy, and
hold on. What?
Yeah,
you said no cheese on your pizza. It's not pizza.
No cheese, anchovy.
You're having a flatbread, my guy. You're having a flatbread. You're not having pizza
and lug nuts.
I need you. Yeah. I need you to understand. Please tell me you understand.
No,
you're having a flatbread and not a pizza.
No, this is what I get from the Hut. Knowing how pizza is the Hut.
Dude, Pizza Hut is good.
To be clear, that's not pizza. That is
also.
A flatbread.
No. And then
it has to have cheese.
I fold it up and I dip it in honey.
Has
Dijon,
to have cheese.
Dip it in honey Dijon.
Dude, are you fucking with me right now?
Yeah.
Have any of you guys?
God damn it! I believed you.
Have you had pizza with hot honey?
I love hot honey.
Hot honey.
Pizza 313. Oh shit.
Pizza 313 is incredible.
Sure.
Yeah.
That's the best pizza.
For the price point?
Not for the price point, but.
Best tasting. They charge probably $15, $20 per pizza. I'd pay 30 for it.
It's not that bad.
No, the hot honey is. Also,
I like.
Good.
Yes.
Deep dish is my favorite. And in Spokane, there was like a Chicago style place that I really miss.
Oh, boy.
So Via 313 really does it for me.
Yeah. I didn't know Little Caesars did deep dish in Spokane.
Yeah, they do.
It was
probably Jack in the Box.
They do deep dish everywhere.
Yeah, because Jack in the Box, they make everything.
How do you feel about sit-down Pizza Huts?
Fond memories of sit-down Pizza Huts. We'd go there with my fam, my parents, and my sister. We'd frequent that. I don't know if you guys, this sounds bougie. You've been to Tucano's?
I've been.
Or Rodizio, but if you get the veggies there, it tastes like a Pizza Hut sit down. It doesn't taste like pizza. It doesn't taste like a Pizza Hut pizza. It tastes like you walked into a sit-down Pizza Hut, and it's pretty nostalgic. I highly recommend it.
We should go to Tucano's just for that.
Or there's this place in Salt Lake called Brazas, and everyone who works there is Brazilian. Brazas,
yes.
Love it. I can just eat the cheesy mashed potatoes.
Oh, for sure,
that,
dude.
That has a stranglehold on me.
Yeah, they're solid.
It's so good.
Dude, we're going to have to make like a food podcast.
Hey, we can talk food all day.
Hell yeah. Yeah. Food, sports, bitches.
Come.
Bitches. Yeah.
Come. Welcome back to the Come Podcast, where we talk all things come.
Come down. Whoops. Rest
come town, peace. Population, whoa. Us.
Us. Just jelking over here. All right.
Jizz. Yo, have you seen... Sorry, this is because we
go for
said
it.
Come.
Go for it.
Have you seen the billboard? I want to say it's like South Orem on I-15.
Yep.
Jizz
yep.
hair.
Yep. Yep.
And salon.
These girls who are like,
hey. Oh my god, yeah. Jizz hair.
It. I dude, I cannot believe that's a real. It's a very Utah like Provo.
No one told. I'm sure it's her initials of this lady who owns this salon. Dude. No one told her what that was. No one told her like. Hey, maybe you want to do a different name for your salon.
They go, hey, so you know cum? That's, that's another word for that.
Called jizz. Yeah. And granted, you're going Jay-Z, no. The letters J and Z, but people are going to think it's jizz hair.
Because you're standing like, ha-ha. And also, but if she turned to me and was like, that's why I did it, I'd be like,
respect.
I'd be like, I love you. Yeah, it's actually hardcore.
Yeah.
So anyways, right. Jizz hair.
Jizz hair.
Jizz on Drew.
That's crazy.
Jizz on Drew hair.
Yeah. Drew. How do we want to end this thing?
Well, I think we'll hire Christian.
Pretty easy hire. I forgot that's what we were at the point of the podcast. Like
I think this was made evident, but if you, whoever listened didn't know, but we had Christian on, and my laptop just like malfunctioned and.
Also, Drew just didn't save it, so really Drew malfunctioned.
I rebooted my laptop thinking I had saved it.
Sure.
And then I opened my documents and I was like, where the fuck is it?
Uh-oh.
It's like when we walked in here and Drew's like, well, I forgot my laptop wasn't charging. I guess it's dead.
I'm glad you guys have hired me because I can make sure that doesn't happen again. I think I can.
And you can make sure there's no pineapples on pizza.
No pineapples on pizza. Also.
And it's just going to be in and out. Well, your wife doesn't work at the company. So.
I think.
We should have her on.
We can.
Well, yeah, absolutely.
We'll get to that later. But no.
Would love to be hired. Question.
I feel like I'm just gonna hire you on the spot. Say you're the COO.
I'm in. Chief just operations because of the officer. Way that let's get it done.
The way we can corner Drew, we can get what we want done.
Dude, you guys get in and out all the time.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, dude. I gotta eat it every day.
I will say, one of the questions we talked about last time, which felt great to be honored for, was. Workplace romance. Are you for or against? And I'm always for a workplace romance.
Had mentioned, like, dude, you've been on quite the rampage.
If you so after the call center, my first foray from like ages 16 to 23 was always food industry. So if you're seeing someone every day, chemistry starts to build. A walk-in fridge, a walk-in closet is your best friend. And there's a lot of magic going on in those in restaurants across the nation.
Let me tell you, there's a lot of magic between me and Willy Wong. So
I don't know if I want that. It's magic.
If I remember correctly, you were 30 when you lost your virginity.
I was 30 years old.
Now
you're
35?
35 now.
And you've just been, sounds like you've been crushing it.
It's been.
You were bragging.
If I had to compare the first 30 years of my life would be the Sahara, if you will.
Uh-huh.
And the last 5 years,
the movie Sahara,
Bradley with Cooper. Steve Zahn, Bradley Cooper, Salma Hayek, I think was in that movie. Yeah. What the shit?
Was Matthew McConaughey in that?
It
wasn't Bradley Cooper.
Yeah,
it was Matthew McConaughey.
But yeah, Salma Hayek's in that movie. Anyway, Sahara the movie. Sure, this one has been.
And now you're in. Now the life you live is El Dorado.
El Dorado. I was gonna say, what's the movie where they get stuck?
127 hours.
I'm just stuck in puss, dude. I just can't get out. I have to cut my own arm off to get out of this puss, dude.
It's gonna keep coming until I can squeeze out of here.
The last 5 years have been good, and I would like to knock on wood, keep it going. Absolutely.
What's your go-to move?
What do you mean?
Like, how do you approach it? Yeah, how do you approach a coworker?
I've been this way since 16, trying to kiss a girl for the first time, as far as like a consent.
Consent?
See what I did there? Hey. A consent king. I always feel comfortable to ask. If I feel like the moment is right, I'll ask. Like, hey, I'm
just go ahead, straight up.
I may, if it's all right with you, I'd like to maybe try to kiss you right now or something along those lines. Mm-hmm. And if the answer is no, most of the time it's not.
So hey, you hey,
just hold her tits out. If the answer is no, hold her down, and it'll become a yes. For
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, exactly.
No, but I
club her on the head.
It was weird. I don't know about you guys growing up, but there was like a shift of where I remember hearing a lot of women be like, no, don't ask, just feel it in the moment and go for it, which works, yes. But it shifted as we grew up of like, yeah, even if the moment is happening and you want to make sure, there are a lot of people, men and women, who appreciate the consent. You know what I mean?
Yeah. What do you think of that, Drew?
I don't like it. I don't like that.
How long you been married, though?
Whoops.
I don't know. Tell me I'm wrong if you think I'm wrong. I don't mind asking.
Hey.
Put myself out there.
I appreciate that. You were getting out there. Okay, Drew doesn't know how to show emotion, so this is a tough one for him. Where he's like, wait, you can just say how you feel?
Yeah, I don't like that. It wasn't the making the person feel comfortable thing.
Being vulnerable enough in that moment. Uh-huh. I got you. That is tough, but yeah, that's why we do comedy. You know,
exactly. What
I mean? No, I would rather you go for it and then she like has to fight you off. I like that. Then you don't have to embarrass yourself, Drew, by asking the question.
That's there not a go. Good look for a guy who's 6'3 and built like a linebacker. You know what I mean? That's not a good look. If I'm do the thing. No. Fucking try again, bitch.
Yep. There's only one answer here. Boy, we love having you here.
We're
big fans.
Big fans of yous. Yous boys. Yeah,
dude, go Cougs.
You guys get me hard for life.
Yeah, dude.
What we're here for.
I'm excited to get the first day going and go through orientation and then hit the ground running. You know, get things up the flagpole, move the needle, and
I think with Christian, we are moving in the right direction. I think Let's Get Fired could go 16-0 this year.
Absolutely.
I'm in, dude.
We could finally become Blue Bloods.
I think Gonzaga is going to take it all next year. I think they're going to win the ship.
Dude, Gonzaga is going to win the national championship next year.
There we go.
They're starting five seniors. That's never happened in Gonzaga history.
They're going to beat Kentucky in the final.
Hell yeah, dude.
Mark Pope's Kentucky.
No, they're going to beat BYU.
You lost me, but it's dare to dream.
No, dude, the Cinderella story, no one's waiting for, no one expects. Yeah.
No, dude, I like defend BYU. I'm like, they're not as bad as you think they are, but if they're playing Gonzaga in the national championship, I'm like, you know, they're all homophobes like that. I would do a 180. You know,
they're all sexist, homophobe, not white supremacist.
Yeah, not the Zags in Eastern Washington. No, we're all so progressive out here.
Dude, we kicked John Stockton out of the kennel. Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, dude. You bite the hand that feeds you.
Rip John.
Rip John, dude. All right. Johnny Stock. Hey, love you. Thanks for doing this.
Looking forward to the next time, boys.
Yeah. Hamilton.
Rip Ham.
Goodbye.